Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our fall membership drive. More about that in just a minute. But first, let's take our minds to biking through Belgium, soaking in Hungary's thermal hot springs, getting lost in Venice's maze of streets. Europe has all this and so much more to offer. So whether you're a frequent traveler or love to dream of foreign travel, chances are you've heard of travel expert Rick Steves. He's written many, many books, including his updated 2016 Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door, the Travel Skills Handbook. He joins us today to talk about his latest discoveries and to answer your questions. Welcome back, as always, Rick.
Thank you, Anne. It's nice to be with you again.
And folks, you can catch Rick Steves Europe on WOSU-TV on Saturdays at 3 and Travel with Rick Steves on 89.7 NPR News on Sundays at 4 p.m. If you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, we're asking you to support this nonprofit public service radio station. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. It's a special hour on All Sides because travel expert Rick Steves is with us live right now. This is the perfect time to show your support for WOSU Public Media. Call or go online while Rick is on the air with us and get some great thank you gifts in return. With a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive the latest edition of Rick's foundational travel skills book, Rick Steves 2016 Europe Through the Back Door, a travel skills handbook. This pledge level and all pledge levels include Rick's latest Best Destinations newsletter and a DVD filled with travel skills lectures and shows. Make a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. Once again, Rick Steves, welcome. It's really kind of fun to have you on the air live with us right now. You're in town.
Yeah, I'm in town. I've been in Europe for 4 months out of the last five, and this is my annual routine. And now it's good to be home and, putting together new TV shows and radio shows and guidebooks and so on.
Mm-hmm. The European refugee crisis has been in the headlines for months now. You've written about what you experienced in Greece back in July. What do travelers need to consider for situations like those?
You know, I think it's a very important issue and a tragic thing for those involved. From a traveler's point of view, though, I don't think it really matters. We've got tours over there all over Europe right now. I was just over there for 4 months, and it's something you read about in the newspaper and see on TV. It makes good TV. Mm-hmm. But I think that from a traveler's point of view, it's not a big deal. I do think we need to keep things in perspective. Europe is a long story of immigrant and refugee movements. Say there's 1 million or 2 million refugees in Europe now. It's a society of 500 million people, 500 million. It can absorb those refugees. Remember, a couple of years ago, Europe was actually seriously talking about letting Turkey join the EU. And they weren't doing that because they like Turks. They were doing that because it's a geriatric continent, and it needs young workers. And that would have been a real shot in the arm for Europe's aging workforce. I believe the refugees will be absorbed, and they are being accepted pretty compassionately in Europe. I think if we care a lot about refugees, the main thing to do is help bring stability and a little bit of economic ease to the countries that they're from where they're leaving, because I don't think people really want to leave their home. They have to leave their home, and we can do a lot on this planet, I think, to help countries be stable and lighten up on some of our trade policies that are so aggressive on the poorest countries.
And the protests, I thought you made a really good point. You know, protests are part of the DNA of, you know, people who are plugged in Europe.
Yeah, Europeans love to protest. That's kind of part of the way they flex their freedom, and they raise their voice collectively. And they know they're media savvy. And if the teachers are having a demonstration down in front of the parliament on Syntagma Square in Athens, and you want to get on TV with your cause, you get on your skateboards, go down there, and burn a Starbucks, and turn over a car, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about what you're talking about.
But as a tourist, you're not in any danger.
No, you're not. And, for a lot of people, it's just too much reality. And, there are places designed for people who can't handle reality. I mean, Orlando is Disneyland is the only destination that outsells my books among Americans. And I can't compete with that. You know, that's La La Land, and half of America just wants La La Land on their vacation. But I have an appetite for reality, and I like to go to places that are dealing with problems that we're dealing with also. We're having our own immigrant challenges and discussion. And when you go to Europe, you get a different angle on that. And that's one of the beauties of travel, is it connects you with the other 96% of humanity, and it helps you better understand our own problems.
Once again, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News with a pledge of $7.50 a month as a sustainer. We have a great Rick Steves package as your thank you gift. In this package, you get the latest edition of Europe Through the Back Door, a travel skills handbook, and you get the Rick Steves Europe Season 8 DVD set, which includes 12 new shows from 2015 and 2016 on two DVDs. This level also includes Rick's Best Destinations newsletter and his Travel Skills DVD with practical travel information and money-saving tips for your next trip. It's a great package for a fan of public broadcasting and for a fan of Rick Steves, which is pretty much one and the same thing. Get the most out of every day of your vacation with this new handbook. Plus, get a lot of added bonuses for a $7.50 a month as a sustainer. You'll be supporting national news, local news, and All Sides with Ann Fisher. That's WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Everything's always in flux. Rick Steves, that's why you made a commitment early on in your career to be constantly updating.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time traveling, but I've been to remarkably few places, considering I've spent 4 months a year out of the last 30 years traveling. I keep going back to Europe because, for me, Anne, that's the wading pool for world exploration, and that's your first step. And I think if you have a good European trip, you're going to know, for one, you can never exhaust Europe of what it has to offer. I'm always amazing myself at what Europe has yet to offer me. I'm always coming home with a longer list of things I want to see than when I left home. And it's also, you know, the springboard for traveling further afield. I love to travel in Southeast Asia, in India, in Central America. And when you get your appetite for travel by going to a place that's relatively easy, like Europe, then you can go further afield. But for me, I spend 4 months a year focusing on Europe. As you mentioned, it's always changing. And, you know, I have to update my guidebooks every year. And It's a fun process. I was just in London, and they have all of these wonderful new viewpoints from skyscrapers. Mm-hmm. Because when you build a skyscraper, you cannot you have to accommodate for the views that you have obliterated by building that skyscraper, and you need a public kind of park, a terrace, so that you can provide people who are not going to spend money there, but just local citizens and neighbors, a nice place to go. So you'll find on rooftops and on terraces all over London now amazing perches and views that you didn't know about before. That's just one of the constantly evolving aspects of European travel.
Yeah, it seems like you've been rebuilding London for a long time. There's always something in the process. That's an interesting thing to think about. You know, you recently, and you and I have talked about it for years now, the issue on how to avoid long lines at popular attractions. You're still writing about it. You recently wrote about that it's the crowds are worse than ever, but there's still the same old techniques to avoid them.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a very important point. And I just spent, as I mentioned, 4 months in Europe. I spent the last 2 weeks of my trip going across South England. During that whole time, 2 weeks in South England, I probably saw 40 Americans. I never waited in anything even hinting at a line, and I enjoyed marvelous sights. Now, at the same time, every day there were people lined up around the block, literally, to wait in to get to see Anne Frank's house, and there were people waiting for hours to go up to Eiffel Tower, and there were people waiting in the sun for a half-a-mile-long line to get into the Sistine Chapel in Rome. So there are a handful of sites, 10 or 15 sites, that are going to be really bottlenecks. And one problem with those bottlenecks is these are the marquee sites of Europe for people from emerging economies that have dreamed about going to Europe. They've entered the middle class. They have some, I'm talking about people from India and China and so on, and now they've got some money to go to Europe. And if I was going to China, I wouldn't have a very sophisticated understanding of what to see and do in China. I would just go to the famous marquee sites and wait in line. Well, the same thing happens when you turn it around. They're going to Europe, and they're just hell-bent on going up the Leaning Tower and hell-bent on seeing the Eiffel Tower and, you know, hell-bent on the Uffizi Gallery. Well, that's all great, except that it means that those sites are just literally human traffic jams all day long. So what we have to decide is if we're going to see those top 10 sites in Europe, we need to make reservations in advance or think very carefully using our guidebooks how to get around those crowds, or we're going to waste 3 hours of our day waiting in line to get there. I would challenge people to remember that there are sites that are almost as good that have no lines at all. And if you took away the top 10 sites in Europe, it would still be a place you could travel to all your life and have a wonderful time. So don't needlessly put yourself in impossible lines when you're traveling. And remember, if you have any flexibility, scoot your trip into shoulder season. You know, spring and fall is much more comfortable given the heat and the crowds of summer.
1-866-897-9678. That's the number to call to show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7. These are the tips you get from public broadcasting and in Rick's book. You can get it now. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. If a pledge of $15 a month as a sustainer fits into your budget, we have another great Rick Steves package this hour. It's the Rick Steves Europe Travel Skills Combo. It includes the Rick Steves 100-episode DVD anthology. This is a box set of 100 TV shows from the year 2000 through today. And the 2015 edition of, the latest edition of Rick's book, Europe Through the Back Door. And also Rick's Best Experiences newsletter and his Travel Skills DVD, which includes 3 30-minute shows and a Travel Skills lecture. Make your pledge of $15 a month as a sustainer right now. Pardon me, at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. If you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher every day, then now is the time to show your support for the show and this station. And it's sort of like a vote of confidence. Give us a call. Give me that vote of confidence. Support the radio station that's a part of your everyday life. Become a sustaining member at $15 a month and get this great Rick Steves package. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And before I forget, you know, there's people listening from all over the country. I know you're out there. If this is what your local radio station is, it doesn't mean it has to be something, you know, in the town that you live in. I know people are listening from all over the place. This is your local radio station. If you listen every day, whether it's online or whatever, it doesn't matter. Give us a call and show your support. 1-866-897-9678. Rick, a friend of mine just returned from a trip to Barcelona, and they spent most of their time on bikes. And you wrote about the virtues of biking recently.
Yeah, biking is, you know, European cities are becoming aggressively pro-bike. I remember for years, I just thought of Florence as a horrible place for pedestrians with tiny sidewalks crowded by big, noisy, polluted, truck-filled, bus-filled roads. Now it's almost all traffic-free, and you can't get a tourist bus in even near the hotels. With our tour groups, we have to park the bus at the perimeter and walk several blocks just to get to our hotel because buses are no longer allowed downtown. And you find bike tour companies popping up and bike rental companies popping up all over the place, and suddenly you're biking through Florence and you can hear the sounds of the birds, and you park your bike by the river and you just feel like, wow, it's a different city. There's several different ways to do your bike touring. I like bike tours. They're just a fun way to have a local guide to pedal you around, and they're entertaining, and you're sightseeing and learning and exercising and feeling the wind. Also, a lot of cities have these loaner bikes now, and it's just there's thousands of bikes parked all over the town. And you stick in a card or a dollar or swipe your card or whatever. Every town has a different system. And you unplug your bike, you pedal it around, and then you plug it in when you want to turn it in at another bike rack. And it's virtually free. And it's designed for locals, but tourists are more than welcome to get on board. And cities in Europe are thinking this is a good way to alleviate traffic where people can just hop on a bike and make a quick one-way trip. I've done that in some towns where it makes more sense than others. Stockholm is a wonderful city for this bike program, and you pick up your card at the hotel and you become a guest member for 3 days, and it costs you $20, and then you're off and about in the town using local bikes, and you really feel like a local when you're biking through the town. So that's a fun way to enjoy the towns and feel like a local at the same time. In Amsterdam, as a matter of fact, at the train station, there are boats shuttling back and forth, ferries that are free. And if you get your bike and you roll onto that boat, you're with 100 other bicyclists. 10 minutes later, you roll off the boat on the other side, and 10 minutes after that, it's just you in the tulip fields, thinking everything is so Dutch.
Is it scary? I mean, as far as it's kind of scary biking around here. Still, we're working on it a lot, yeah. Trying to change that culture, but right. It still can be dangerous. But is it safe?
Well, I don't know. I'll let other people judge that. It's kind of up to each person. But a lot of Americans are appalled that Europeans don't wear helmets. And, you know, Europeans are appalled that we have guns everywhere we turn. So it's just different people are appalled by different things. But in Europe, you will find you'll have to ask for a helmet when you rent a bike because they're not going to assume you want one. But I think in some cities, it just makes a lot of sense, and I feel very safe. If I had a taxi at my beck and call in Amsterdam, I'd tell them to go home, because when I go to Amsterdam, the first thing I do, literally after checking into the hotel, is rent a bike, and I lash it to my hotel like a cowboy with a horse in front of my hotel with a little locking place. And then I've got my bike waiting for me, and I can get around town quicker than a taxi just by hopping onto my bike. And again, it feels right to be biking in a lot of these European towns.
Yeah, I love that idea. Let's talk money. In a lot of cases, people say they can't travel because it's too expensive. I know you got to get that ticket over there, but people who want to travel but feel strapped for the money, once you get over there, what's it like?
Well, you do have the flight. The flight is hard to get around, and you want to get your most economic flight. And then once you get over there, the costs are determined by your style of travel, where you're going, and how strong the dollar is. And the dollar is very strong right now. I mean, it's about $1.12 or $1.13, I think, for a euro, almost par. So we can't complain about that. I think the trick for our travelers is to know how to travel smartly in these countries. And I would remind people that's just a matter of knowing the budget tips. Your time is valuable and your money is limited. When you go to Paris, you buy the museum card. And after visiting two or three sites, it pays for itself and it gets you into entrance to all the sites in town for several days. Added advantage is you never have to wait in line. You go right to the front and flash your pass and get in. You've got all over Europe now very popular alternative hotels in Airbnb and different bed and breakfasts, thousands of hostels. They took the word youth out of the hostel situation. It's no longer youth hostels. They're just called hostels, and anybody who wants to, you know, share a room with a bunch of people for $25 a night is welcome. Of course, you'd like to have a private room with a maid outside, but if you don't have that much money, a hostel can enable you to afford traveling in Europe. You can eat for the price of groceries when you stay in a lot of places that provide their own members' kitchens. And there's lots and lots of ways of travel, like a temporary local, to minimize the expense. That's one thing that really is the stress of my material, which we're offering people who are supporting us today at any level. When people pledge at the $5 or $7.50 or $15 a month level, they'll get this skills DVD that you mentioned. And this has the hour-long lecture I've been given ever since I was a kid about how to travel in Europe on a budget, all the practical money-saving tips. And it also has three shows we produced in Europe. That's 90 minutes of practical tips on how to travel smartly in Europe. Also, at the $5 a month level and the $15 a month level, the core gift is that Europe Through the Back Door guidebook. It's 800 pages. I've updated it every year for 30 years, and that's the practical money-saving information so you can enjoy maximum travel thrills for every mile, minute, and dollar on your trip. When I get ripped off in Europe, and it happens a lot, I celebrate because I learned that scam, and I'm going to pack that into my book so other people are going to know what's going to happen. I get into taxis that look like they're camping out waiting to rip off a tourist just to see what the game is. And I just, for me, that's my investigative joy, is I find out how these things are working, and then I can warn my travelers so they can travel smartly. I would venture to say that even if somebody's not in a philanthropic mood right now, just enjoying the show but not thinking about how great it is to support public radio and public broadcasting, if you wanted to get in on that $5 a month level and get the Europe Through the Back Door book and the DVD with all of the skills lecture information, the information in that book would earn back that $60 a year amount that they're giving to the station in one day in Europe. Stakes are high, and you'll find that there's almost no correlation between how much you're spending and how much you're enjoying. But you got to learn from other people's mistakes. And from 30 years, that's what I've been doing. I'm everybody's globe-trotting guinea pig. My beat's Europe. And when you get these books and these DVDs and these TV shows, I think you can travel much smarter. Also, at every level, when people get that newsletter we're talking about, it'll explain on my website how we've got all sorts of lectures. It's a whole college of travel. I'm working this week very much on making a new skills lecture, and my art class, and my Italy class, and my Britain class, and my Germany class, and on. We've got a class taught by the women in our office for women packing light and smart. I don't have a lot of credibility among women when it comes to packing light, although I've lived out of a 9x22x14-inch carrying the airplane-sized suitcase for a third of my adult life, 4 months a year for the last 30 years. So lots of fun information to get and support WOSU at the same time. Let me do a quick review of the thank you levels.
Sure.
And these are sustainer levels. That means a monthly gift. And you know, traditionally people give $60 a year. Well, it just makes more sense to give $5 a month. You can turn it off whenever you like, but if I'm good for $60 a year, I'm good for $5 a month. And it's actually a blessing not to have to remember, when is my membership up? This way, WSU knows the money's coming in. This way, you know you're on board until you decide to turn it up or turn it down or even turn it off. For that $5 a month gift, you'll get the How to Travel Guidebook, that's Europe Through the Back Door, the new 2016 edition, 800 practical pages. At the $7.50 a month level, you'll get that plus the latest series of our TV show. That's 10 new shows all over Europe. At the $15 a month level, you will get the How to Travel Guidebook, and you will get the complete collection of all 100 shows we've made over the years. That's the 50 hours of travel all over Europe, 16 discs with all sorts of lectures, piles of bloopers, all my specials, going to the Holy Land, European Christmas, going to Iran, and so on. And at every level, you'll get the How to Travel Skills DVD and the 64-page travel newsletter so you can connect with all the other work that I am doing. So plenty of opportunities to make WOSU strong in your community. The phone number is 1-866-897-9678. Give us a ring.
Or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. Rick Steves is with us right now. If you have a question or comment for Rick, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@WOSU.org. Again, if you have a question for Rick Steves, he's with us right now, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@WOSU.org. Mike Fastzicki in Columbus showed his support today. Thank you so much, Mike, for your support. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Rick Steves is with us. He's generously shares his time with us a couple times a year. He's a very, very busy guy. We're so glad to be able to book him for this today, because it's an always changing scenario. Thanks to Ray Mulrooney in Lancaster and also Kristen Smith in Westerville. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. We've been talking about bikes, and I really would love to rent a bike when I go to Europe the next time. But how do you know when to rent a car or buy a train pass? I rented a car in Ireland last year, and I loved driving in Ireland, Rick Steves. Even with the small roads, I did get a speeding ticket, however.
Oh, wow.
But it was just so, I had a blast. I don't know if it's a past life experience or what, but how do you know, when do you know?
Well, the big question, are you going to rent a car or are you going to go by train pass? Mm-hmm. Now, a long time ago, a generation ago, it was, everybody was going with Eurail passes. It was just the way to go. They were cheap and you could just flash your pass and get on a train anywhere and you got all 17 countries. Do you want 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, or 2 months? That was the rail pass. Now they've gotten a little bit greedy with their rail passes, and some of the fast trains require a supplement, and you got to get reservations, and some trains don't apply. And people have a more of a focused trip. At the same time, flying has become really cheap. In fact, you can fly cheaper than you can take the train in a lot of cases, so you should always look into a quick $100 flight between two points. I do that routinely. And car rental has become more and more competitive. The roads are better. There's more bridges, more tunnels, and when people are more focused in their travels, that's where you're happy to have the mobility a car gives you. So the once-over lightly trip, a train pass may be your best bet. If you're going to focus in on one region, you'll probably want to buy point-to-point train tickets, a fly from here to there possibly, and rent a car where you want to delve deeply into the countryside. But as you found, Anne, in Ireland, it's such a joy to get off the freeways. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of assuming you got off the freeways because there's not many of them in Ireland.
Right.
And you drive down the little roads, and a lot of times they're a one-and-a-half-lane road. I mean, if somebody else is coming, you look for a pullout.
Yeah, so with a brick wall on either side.
A brick wall or a big tall hedge. I was just that way in Cornwall in South England. And one of the keys is, a lot of times they say it's dangerous driving, and it's dangerous driving because it's so scenic. Don't hesitate to stop the car, get out, take a little walk, take a breath, enjoy the viewpoints. I just love driving around Europe. And one thing great about driving around Europe is if you have a small group, three or more, it becomes much cheaper than train travel because you pay the same per person, whether you're one person or 10 people with a train. But if you got a family of six or eight in a minibus, it becomes very inexpensive. People hear about the frighteningly high cost of gas in Europe. Yeah, but the distances are short and the cars get great mileage.
Yep.
And I find every time I fill up the tank, even though I'm paying double per gallon what I would pay here, I just feel like, wow, I've been traveling for a whole week, and it just cost me $50.
You know, and two, it's another way to meet people. I think the guy at a couple gas stations I was at, they knew that I wasn't from there, and they would come out and just talk to me.
Yeah, well, if you're a friendly public radio type person, I think you're going to find Europe is very welcoming. The main thing when it comes to meeting people in Europe is be open. Mm-hmm. Don't try to show them how to do it, but celebrate the way they do it. Be curious. Be a temporary local. I like to think of myself, Anne, as a cultural chameleon. When I'm in Ireland, I'll drink a nice Guinness. When I'm in Germany or Czech Republic, I'll drink a lager or a pilsner. When I'm in England, a spot of tea feels just right.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in Germany, it's got to be white wine. When I'm in Italy or France, it's more likely to be red wine. And when I'm in Greece, it might even be ouzo. But you want to just, embrace the local, what the locals are eating and drinking and when they're eating. When you go to Spain, if you go to a restaurant at 7 o'clock for dinner, you're going to be eating with the staff, and you're not going to be very popular. You got to come back at 9 or 9:30, and that's when local people are eating. In fact, all over Europe, when I'm researching my guidebooks, I've got guidebooks covering every country in Europe, and one of my real joys is spending the evening looking at restaurants. When I get out between 7 and 9, I go to all these great restaurants, checking them out, and they're filled with tourists. At 9 o'clock, you come back between 9 and 11, and those same, quote, touristy restaurants look like local hangouts, local favorites. And European restaurants are famous for not really being aggressive at turning the tables. And with tourism, what they get is an opportunity to turn the tables twice, because in the old days, it was just people coming in at 9 or 10. Now you got tourists coming in at 7 or 8. But don't judge a place by how touristy it is without knowing that when you're there early, it's more likely to be filled with Americans. When you go back late, the Americans are back at their hotel, and the locals are just coming out ready to have a good time.
Or that it might be empty when you go in. Don't be frightened by that. Like we were when we first arrived, we went to a little place in northern England, and we were all really hungry. We just had to eat. And there was nobody in there.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, my gosh, are we in the wrong? because you always want to see how many cars are in the parking lot, right?
Oh,
of course, there was no parking lot, but it was wonderful once we stayed. And then, of course, it was packed by the time we left. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. We are in the middle of our fall membership drive. Thanks to Carrie Broomfield in Columbus and Jamie Brinkman in Columbus. Thank you so much for your support. Rick Steves is with us right now. I'm surprised we haven't gotten any calls, Rick. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your show of support. If you have a question about travel for Rick Steves, he's with us right now, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Vicki Leisure in Washington Courthouse. Appreciate your time. We have an email from Tom. He writes, I want to get the most out of my trip to Italy. We're spending 14 days in Italy in the spring. It is a guided tour trip organized through my church, but we have 2 free days. If I'm in Rome and 2 free days to drive to another city, where should I go? The trip already includes the big cities, Rome, Florence, Venice, etc. I want something different for my free days.
Well, he's got 2 choices, I think. If you're looking for Italian thrills, I always remind people, if you like Italy as far south as Rome, go further south because it gets better. If Italy's getting on your nerves by the time you get to Rome, don't go further south because it gets worse. Italy intensifies as you go farther south. And Naples is just 2 hours south of Rome. For sure, do not get a car to go to Naples. Take the train. There's an express train from Rome to Naples. It goes every morning. Have breakfast on the train. Give yourself a day to roam around Naples, possibly go out to Pompeii, and then back, and you could spend the night in Sorrento if you wanted to, which is Limoncello kind of resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Sorrento. It's the gateway to Capri Island and the Amalfi Coast. That would be the most exciting 2 days. I could leave Rome in the morning, have the bulk of the day in Naples, and then at that evening get to Sorrento, nice evening in Sorrento. The next day I would probably take a private guide in a shared minibus around the Amalfi Coast, and then the next morning you could head back to Rome. Otherwise, if you wanted to get a car, you could go up to Orvieto and rent a car there and explore the hill towns in that region. Near Orvieto is my favorite hill town. It's called Civita di Bagnoregio. It's next to the town of Bunyuredjo, and these are one of my original back doors, where I just find that other side of Europe where you approach not as part of the economy, but part of the party. We should remind our listeners and that all of this specific information is in the gifts we're giving people when they support WOSU. And Europe Through the Back Door would be the kind of book that somebody like the man who just called, who's going to Rome on a tour, Italy on a tour, could read in order to have more power and wherewithal to enjoy their free time. There's lots of information on how you can get the most out of your free time. Europe Through the Back Door, we're giving to people as a gift who support WOSU at the $5 a month level. At $7.50 a month, we're also adding on the entire new series. That's 12 shows, 6 hours of TV. We went to Palestine. We went to Israel. We went to Berlin and Amsterdam, and we went to Prague, went to the beautiful chateaus of the Loire, went to the Italian Riviera, the Cinque Terre, which is all healed up after their terrible floods of a few years ago. And all of those shows would be, as part of the thank you gift, 12 shows on two discs, plus the How to Travel book, 800 pages, for that $7.50 a month level. And at the top level today, for $15 a month, that amounts to about $180 a year, we're thanking people with the How to Travel guidebook and all the TV shows we've ever made, including our new series, in a 16-disc box set. And it's just, for me, so exciting as a travel teacher and a tour guide to have that anthology on the bookshelf where if I've got a friend who's going to Ireland, there's 4 shows on Ireland. That's 2 hours of information. Got somebody dreaming about Turkey, there's 4 shows on Turkey. Italy's my favorite country. We have 16 shows on Italy. That's 8 hours of travel on Italy. And you'd have all of that resource on your bookshelf. And every time you look at it, you know, you're on board first class with WOSU Public Media. Remember, at each of the gift levels, $5, $7.50, or $15 a month, there are 2 bonus gifts. There's the newsletter that explains all the work I do with my 100 workmates here in Seattle, and there's the Skills DVD, which is the most important 3 hours of practical information I could provide in a video kind of package. I should remind people when they're going to a place like Italy, I've got an app which is absolutely free. It's called Rick Steves Audio Europe, and it has about 40 different tours, self-guided audio tours, covering all the major sites and walks and museums in the greatest cities of Europe. And again, that's absolutely free. Also got on the app is a collection of the interviews from my radio show, which people enjoy, I believe, on this station every Sunday at 4 o'clock.
That's it.
And what we've done is we've collected the most important interviews about Europe. We've collected them into country-specific playlists. So if you're going across Spain or England or Norway, you can just click, 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 and line them up and listen to all the interviews we've done over the years on wherever you're driving through. It's just a fun way to help people get more out of their travels. And that's what, you know, we're kind of all in this together. That's the beautiful thing about public media. And it is so important right now that we have strong public media. And that's why I'm just really happy to spend an hour with you and remind your listeners that, you know, this is not a charity. This is a service. And if you're consuming it and you can't afford it, well, that's okay. It's public. But if you're consuming this service, if you value it, and you can't afford to help out, it's only right to do so. And we're making it really, really fun and practical right now with these travel gifts. So please give us a call. Again, the phone number is 1-866-897-9678.
Or go online to WOSU.org. It takes only a few minutes. Rick Steves shows his appreciation for public media by doing these interviews across the country. We value them so much. I know that our listeners value them. Show your support. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Trish Bishop in Westerville. Thank you so much for your support, Trish. Happy travels. We have a call. If you have a question for Rick Steves, you can give us a call too. 614-292-8513. Ray in Granville, you're on the air. Hi, Ray.
Well, hello. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Great. First of all, Rick, I love your shows and I love your books.
Thanks, Ray.
I'm going to be traveling to mainland Europe this coming June to Italy for a couple weeks. And in planning the trip, I was originally going to try to plan it myself. My wife got a little nervous with the thought of traveling around in Italy and not being able to speak Italian. So she kind of wanted to push towards doing a tour instead. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, well, you know, the biggest part of my business, Ray, is tours. We took 20,000 people on, 800 different tours this last year. And Italy is by far our most popular destination. And I can understand somebody's nervousness and interest in kind of hiring somebody else to do the organizing. You know, you pay a little more, but you do get a lot more out of your time once you're there, and you don't have any of the headaches ahead of time. You know it's all set up. I would remind you that if you do equip yourself with good information and expect yourself to travel smart, you can on your own without a tour. And it's really an issue of, do you want to be your own tour guide? Remind your wife that you don't need to speak Italian to figure this out. I don't speak Italian, that's for sure. And I'm able to make my TV shows and lead my tours and write my guidebooks speaking English. English has become, in the last generation, really the language of travel in Europe. I noticed in the old days, you know, menus had four different languages on them. Now they've just got the local language and English, assuming people that travel are going to use English as the lingua franca of European travel. Italy is crowded. You probably want to go to all the famous places, and so does everybody else. So if you're going to Venice, Florence, Rome, Siena, the Riviera, and so on, you're going to be dealing with crowds. They need our money. They like our money. There's plenty of opportunities to spend it. It's just important to get on the email and get your good guidebook and do your planning. But you do have that option of taking a tour or going on your own. When you do take a tour, you got to be very careful when you look at the fine print. They'll say you're going to sleep in the Florence area. Well, that could be halfway to Bologna in the middle of nowhere. And when you're parked in the middle of nowhere with a tour, they get a cheaper room, and that's good for their bottom line. And they get a modern hotel, which means less complaints, and that's good for the guide. And they parked you in the middle of nowhere where you've got nothing to do after dinner except spend $60, get back on the bus, and go into town with the organized optional tour. It's not very optional if you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere and there's no way to get into town. So be careful that you know exactly where the hotels are. You know, with our tour company, with my ethic of travel, we would, of course, be right downtown where you step out the door and you're surrounded by all that wonderful Italian urban charm. But we would be staying in characteristic hotels, which might not have an elevator and might not have right angles everywhere, as you'd find in the cookie-cutter places outside of town.
All right, Ray, thanks for that call. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org if you have a question or comment for Rick Steves. He's with us right now. Thanks to Jacqueline Chaveau in Columbus for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. We have an email from Brandon. He says, suggestion, Tivoli is a great day trip outside of Rome. And if you can make it to Florence on April 30th, it is their White Night Festival. Most museums are free and open till early 1 a.m. That's interesting to know.
I was just in Florence on White Nights on April 30th, and wow, it was amazing. All the museums are open through the night, and everybody is out. And I even did a quick little video on my every day I blog on my Facebook page. I just finished 100 blog posts in 100 days on my Rick Steves Facebook, and I had this one evening where I was out just swimming in the sea of people there after dark. All the buildings were floodlit, and it wasn't tourists, it was locals celebrating their culture. And all over Europe, you've got these wonderful just celebrations of local culture. We made a new TV show just this last Easter, which will air on WOSU this coming Easter, celebrating Easter in four different countries. And it's just everywhere you go, any time of year, if your head's up, you find these cultural events happening. And really, that's what carbonates your travel experience. Brandon talked about Tivoli. Tivoli is this amazing little royal playground outside of Rome, where they've got all of these amazing fountains, very, very old, all run by gravity, and it's a side trip from Rome. Out there also is Hadrian's Villa, right next to Tivoli, and Hadrian's Villa is the park that the emperor, the greatest traveling emperor, made, and he had this rich man's hobby of recreating his favorite buildings from all around the known world as he came back home and wanted these memories. So you'll wander through Hadrian's Villa, and you see all these ancient buildings that were built, inspired by other ancient buildings, for the delight of the emperor. And it's those kind of little side trips that can keep you coming back to Rome for many, many years.
Steve in Columbus, you're on the air with Rick Steves. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hey, I'm an Ohio University student, and I'm traveling abroad to Hong Kong, and I'm going to live there for 6 months. This will be my first time ever living abroad, and I was wondering if Mr. Steves had any tips.
Well, are you living as a student over there, going to a foreign study program?
I'll be living in a dormitory, at HABU.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. My son did exactly that, and it inspired him to start a company, and his company is called Weekend Student Adventures. And the point is, every weekend, at least in Europe, the kids don't go to school on Friday, so they're done by Thursday noon. They don't have to report back to school until Monday morning. And this day and age, you've got these cheap flights where if you know how to do your Skyscanner or whatever, you can flight scanner or these different search engines to find the cheap airlines. You can fly round trip for $50 from Hong Kong or from Barcelona or from London or whatever and get the most out of your weekend. So find out what is possible within your budget and efficient and take advantage of those weekends. Also remember, when you team up, it becomes cheaper. My son Andy loves to get a whole bunch of students together and hire a boat with a captain in Athens. And it seems a little bit luxurious, but with eight kids on the boat, it was not much more expensive than just getting on the train and going to the next city and staying in a cheap hotel. So you've got options to get your student friends together and put together your own mini tour. But wherever you're studying, you'll have your weekends, and what a great opportunity to get the most out of that by thinking aggressively, getting your hands on good information, and making the most out of that experience. Steve, I don't know Hong Kong very well, but I do know that students all over the world are sort of augmenting their study experience by taking advantage of their weekends. And I'm sure from Hong Kong you can do the same thing.
Okay, Steve, thanks a lot for that call. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. If you want to show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher, 89.7 NPR News, WOSU Public Media, thanks to Tom Hamilton in Columbus and also Cynthia Morris in Columbus. We've got about 13 minutes left. Let's see if we can't get 15 more pledges in that 13 minutes. I know we can handle the call. If you can pick up the phone or just open yours up, turn it on and dial the numbers or hit the numbers 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Very, very easy to do. It's listener supported, 89.7 NPR News, and we're super excited to have Rick Steves on the air today to talk about travel. And your support right now and whatever amount fits into your budget will help pay for All Sides in the months to come and conversations just like this. Again, 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org.
So, Ann, let me take a minute and just review the question, the gifts, can
I? Yes,
because
please.
I'd love to get 15 more people on board at WOSU in the minutes that we have remaining. Remember, there's three different levels, $5 a month, $7.50 a month, and $15 a month. At each one of those levels, you'll get three gifts. You'll get the How to Travel Guidebook, Europe Through the Back Door, my newsletter about what's going on in Europe and all the things that I do at my work, and that skills DVD with three practical hours of travel information so you can turn your travel dreams into smooth and affordable reality. Those are the base. Those are part of the gift level. That's everything you'll get at $5 a month. You'll get that plus our new TV series at $7.50 a month, and you get those three gifts plus the entire library of all the shows we've made over the years at the $15 a month level. Remember that Europe Through the Back Door book, you could think of it as the Kama Sutra of European travel fun. Every time I make a discovery, every time I learn from a lesson, I put the information into that book. The joy of my work, one of my favorite projects is each year splicing the new information I have into the book. And I'm holding the brand new, it's the first time it's full color edition of this 800-page guidebook that shares with people the lessons I've learned over 30 years of travel. That's the flagship of the 30 guidebooks that I've written, and it shares at each level. So $5 to WOSU, you'll get the How to Travel guidebook plus the newsletter and the How to Travel DVD. $7.50, you'll get that, plus you'll get 12 new shows, all of our new series, and that takes you to Israel, to Palestine, to Prague, Berlin, the Netherlands, Italy's Veneto, that's Padua, Ravenna, Verona. It'll go to Italy's Riviera, Paris, Chateaus, Central Turkey, and Western Turkey. Lots of information there. And at that most exciting level, $15 a month, you'll get all the shows we've ever made, and that includes lots of lectures, interviews, piles of bloopers, all my one-hour specials, and 100 half-hour episodes in 16 discs. So you got the whole Rick Steves Europe shebang on your bookshelf. Most importantly, you are supporting WOSU. It is more important than ever that we have strong public media these days. This could be a whole other interview, the importance of non-commercial media in a corporate-dominated world. There's so many exciting reasons we need this one oasis on the dial that respects your intelligence, that assumes an attention span, and brings you programming driven not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but by a passion for helping us better understand our beautiful world. That's what WOSU is all about, and we need your help. The phone number, 1-866 897-9678. And you can go online at WSU.org. But whatever you do, get on board right now and become a supporting member of this great public radio station. Thank you.
Again, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Chris McLaughlin in Gahanna. 14 more to go in just about 10 minutes now. 14 calls. Pledge at whatever level you can afford. That's the only way to do it. But if you can, check out the different three different levels that we have for you. Three great packages of gifts to thank you for your support from Rick Steves. Thanks to Tom Hamilton in Columbus and Cynthia Morris in Columbus. 12 to go now. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Scott in Johnstown, you're on the air with Rick Steves. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Rick Steves, I just wanted to tell you how much of an inspiration you've been. I grew up watching WOSU and literally just listening to you and watching you go places for hours upon hours.
Oh, well, thanks, Scott. We're kind of travel partners then.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I experience the world through you because, you know, I don't. Some of us that don't have the money to go and,
right.
You know, all this and that, it's a great thing what you're doing.
Thank you. And, you know, I take that as a beautiful responsibility. I'm so thankful for the niche that I have to travel with people through public television and public radio. And I've been on the air now for 25 years on public TV and 10 years on public radio. And I'm really thankful for stations like WOSU to air my passion for getting out there and celebrating the rest of the world. It's so exciting for Americans, whether we can afford to travel or not, to have a mindset that is, celebrates the other 96% of humanity. It makes us more thankful to be Americans, probably, but it also lets us, really realize how beautiful this planet is. And it's my hope that people can, you know, be inspired from our shows to embrace the world. And that's
right.
Kind of fundamental to WOSU.
I love that, Scott in Johnstown. Thank you so much for that call. I love that spirit. It's great for people who can't travel. They're traveling with their traveling partners with Rick Steves. Thanks to Heather Sammons in Dublin and also Louis Barbini in Logan. 10 calls to go now in just about 8 minutes. Plenty of time to make that call. Takes just a few minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher, 89.7 NPR News. It's a great way to vote local. It's a great way to buy local is to show your support for your local public radio station right now. 1-866-897-9678. We have an email from Cynthia, Rick Steves. She says, I just took a Rhodes Scholar trip to Belgium this past summer. Just a comment tagging onto Rick's comment about spending time with locals. The best part of my trip was talking with locals. They were very curious about my political views and willing to share theirs.
Oh, I love that. You know, and Belgium's got the best beer in Europe. You find a lot of American beer pilgrims there just marveling at how those monks in Belgium make such great beer.
Yeah.
And people love to talk politics in Europe. And Europe is very smart politically. They've been there. They know what it's like to have a dumbed down electorate, and they've paid the price. They've fought a lot of wars right on their soil. And they've got a lot of challenges that we've got. And we're all dealing with these together. They've got their drug abuse problems. They've got their immigration challenges. They've got their climate change concerns. They've got their aging citizenry. And to be able to go to Europe and talk to other smart people and see how they're dealing with these problems is just so stimulating to me. And that's one of the joys of European travel. And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners, when they get this information that they'll get when they support WOSU, that'll be the first step in putting together the travel dreams of a lifetime, turning those dreams into reality. And I just hope that people can recognize that this is a good chance to snare these gifts and make public broadcasting strong in their own community. You know, Scott, a minute ago, talked about how he was inspired by the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of friends who have loved ones in senior retirement homes and so on, and they have an in-house TV network that they can tune into, and they get these DVD box set that we're giving to people with the 50 hours of programming at the $15 a month level, they get the Rick Steves entire library, and they gift it to the senior center or the retirement home. And all of these travelers who are no longer able to travel because they're in their golden years, they travel vicariously through their TV network right there in their retirement community. And that's just such a wonderful thought for me, who loves to travel so much, to be able to bring that kind of joy into those homes. If you've got a friend or a loved one in a retirement community, this is a great gift to have that box set.
That is a great idea. Tracy Mueller in Columbus, thanks to you. We have nine to go now in just about 5 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. An email from Robin in Columbus. She's a WOSU member. Thanks for all the travel info over the years. My husband and I are planning to visit Europe in 2017 to visit sites related to Martin Luther, since that year is the 500th anniversary of the start of the Reformation. Any special trips for that? Tips for that?
Wow, you talked to the right guy. I just got back from filming a one-hour special on the Reformation.
Wow.
Because 2017 is the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther and, you know, nailing those points of discussion onto that door in that church in Wittenberg. And we were over there with our public television crew in all of the Luther sites plus Rome. And it's one of the biggest challenges of my script writing career, and I've written a lot of scripts, was to sort of encapsulate the whole exciting Reformation and the whole context of what was going on with the church and European sweep of history as the Middle Ages was, stopping and the modern age was starting there in the year 1500. And we've got a one-hour special that'll be aired on WOSU in the end of next year, 2016. We're just finishing it up right now. But if people want to know more about Martin Luther, this is the time to go to those Luther cities around Germany. And if they pay attention to my website at ricksteves.com and so on, we'll have plenty of information coming up, because I've been immersed in that. But it's very accessible, and Germany is really celebrating this. And for a lot of people, you know, Lutherans are all excited about it, but it's actually a very important event, regardless of your faith, as these guys risked their life to stand up to the status quo and the power, and were able to translate the Bible into the people's language so they could interpret God's word directly instead of having people from the church do it for them.
We have another email from Paige. They're planning an adult group of family of eight staying in southern Germany. While we're on the topic of Germany, she asks, do you have any suggestions for a good city that would be a home base for us to travel from? They said they'll ideally rent a house.
Yeah, I remember when you go to Germany, it's the size of Montana, laced by super freeways with no speed limits. It's got one-third the population and one-third the industrial capacity of the entire United States of America. Don't underestimate how quickly and easily you can get around by car. With a group of eight, I would for sure rent a minibus, and then for relative peanuts, because eight people sharing the cost of a rental minibus, you could get around very easily. The big cities are wonderful. I just did TV shows that'll air on WOSU next year. We just did three new TV shows covering Leipzig, Dresden, Nuremberg, Hamburg, Frankfurt, Würzburg, all the Bergs. And those are cities that a lot of people don't go to, and each one has a lot of attraction. The most important two cities are Berlin and Munich. Berlin is just really happening. Munich is the longtime favorite, in part because it's the springboard for all the fun stuff down in Bavaria. From Munich, you are a two-hour drive to Italy, a two-hour drive to the castles of Mad King Ludwig, a two-hour drive to Salzburg. You can get to many interesting places from Munich. I wouldn't worry too much about staying in one spot. I would settle down for 3 days in one spot and then go to another spot for 3 days and so on. You got the mobility, and Germany is a relatively inexpensive place to travel. It just sounds like a lot of fun, especially with a group of eight. What a beautiful idea.
Thanks to Hannah Smithton and Powell, and also Suzanne Baker in Granville. Seven to go in just about 1.5 minutes. Give us a call right now. Show your support, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We have pledge levels, sustaining levels at $5 a month, two different options there, $7.50 a month, $15 a month. As a sustainer, you get the combo package. Thanks to Angela Johnson in Hilliard. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Rick Steves, thank you so much for joining us today. Love having you on anytime we can get you.
Let's make a habit of this. We've been doing this for years, Ann, and thank you. And thanks to everybody there for making WOSU strong in your community.
It's Rick Steves, travel expert, written many books, including his updated 2016 Rick Steves Europe Through the Back Door, the Travel Skills Handbook. You can catch his show on WOSU-TV at 3 p.m. on Saturdays and on Sundays at 4 p.m. Travel with Rick Steves on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Stephen in Westerville. Thanks so much for your support. 5 to go, 30 seconds. Get on the horn right now, 1-866-897-9678. 5 to go. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station. It's a service of WOSU Public Media. Thanks so much for your support today. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.